By, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Primarily only right now on the TuneIn app as well as the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Tried to reach out to Ian Murphy, no response. I texted him earlier, waiting for a response about whether he has power, internet, able to join us this morning on the show, and he didn't get back to me. So I tried to raise him, and he didn't connect. So evidently, Ian Murphy not available to join us for today's show. That's okay. We have lots of other stories lined up. Just wanted to get an update from him for Gaylord, find out how badly the Iron Pig smokehouses were impacted by the ice storm. Get an updated field report from him, but we will see if he's able to respond to my texts and see if he can join us here soon. Getting back to MERS News Service, yesterday's edition, downstate in Lansing, lots of information, lots of stories coming out about different ways to deal with certain legislation, primarily to reduce drug costs. Well, it was kind of interesting the way this worked out. They did a town hall meeting in St. Clair Shores. Panel discussion on bills creating a prescription drug affordability board, a PDAB. 60 Macomb County residents attended the panel discussion. The proposed body the governor appoints would research and possibly cap prices on costly drugs. State Representative Denise Mensah, Democrat from Mount Clemens, said, "I will be badgering, belittling, and giving my colleagues mean words if they don't pass this. If the side who has the majority right now, the Republicans, doesn't go along with it, we will be messaging on that and how they want people to pay more money for health care and for drugs. As for her strategy for success in a Republican-led House, Mensah explained she intends to be completely belligerent." Back early January, Senate Democrats introduced Senate Bills 3, 4, and 5 to establish a prescription drug affordability board here in Michigan. The board could establish upper pay limits or price caps on drug products sold here in Michigan. After considering supply chain issues, stocking costs, as well as how the caps could impact federal discount programs. Mentzer said that the board could not include someone financially involved in drug manufacturing or research functions after 18 months of the bill's effective date. We'll continue the rest of this story. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Normally, we have Ian Murphy on the line with us for this half hour. Not able to communicate with him. I think he might be dealing with power issues over there in Gaylord. Not really sure. We'll continue to reach out to him. We don't get it today. We'll have him on later this week. town hall meeting down in Macomb County, in addition to State Representative Mentzer, Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, along with Dr. Rob Davidson. He's a West Michigan emergency physician and head of the Committee to Protect Healthcare here in our state. Also speaking was Justin Mendoza, Kalamazoo-based and North American Executive Director of Universities Allied for Essential Medicine. So what's the background of this bill, these package of bills? Well, in October of 2023, where the Democrats had control of both the House and the Senate, bills were passed in the Senate along party lines. However, they were not taken up in the House. Opponents of the board targeted the UPLs, the upper payment limits, or price caps, basically describing them as government-imposed price controls that could hurt research in Michigan and hinder the availability of drug products in our state. Well, in talking to the committee, Senator Hertel described his mother-in-law, who has survived two breast cancer diagnoses, as being an 83-year-old woman living in his home utilizing oral chemo medication. Now, it's interesting because in the 2023-24 term, lawmakers approved legislation mandating plans governed in Michigan to cover oral chemo medication. However, because his mother-in-law is covered by a federal insurance known as Medicare, it does not benefit her, according to Hertel. She's actually receiving the medication through a grant from the pharmaceutical company because there's no way she could afford this on her own. It was denied by Medicare, and she would not be here today unless she received that medication. I've even talked to seniors who are now cutting their pills in half so that they can continue to afford to put food on the table or pay for their car insurance. Hertel believes that the free market arguments that have been made against these boards are appropriate because people have to live. Not everybody is affording luxury items, cars, and yachts, but simply want the basic necessities to live, said Hertel. Well, based on a survey of almost 1,000 Michiganders, from October 20th to December 16th of 2021, this is going back almost 4 years ago, the study back then found that 71% believed drug companies were charging too much money and was creating unfair health care costs. 94% of the respondents wanted drug manufacturers to give advance notice of price increases and justification of the details behind the price increase. 51% of the participants who encountered at least one cost-related barrier to healthcare within 12 months, 18% chose not to refill a prescription due to costs, and 20% reduced the amount of pills they were taking. The event featured negative talking points about President Donald Trump as he undid some of President Joe Biden's health coverage-related executive orders. Meanwhile, on February 25th, last month, Trump signed an executive order dealing with health care pricing, ordering federal departments to ensure hospitals and insurance companies disclose actual prices instead of giving estimates. One of the speakers, Davidson, said, here in Michigan, we need to do something to protect people in the state. Because at this point, I believe the federal government is going to abandon us. For example, and this is kind of an interesting statement, in the last 6 months, the doctor, Davison, emergency physician in West Michigan, said that he had treated a patient with a blood clot in her leg. This is a serious but not life-threatening ailment. If not treated, could turn into one. His emergency room prescribed a blood thinner, Eliquis, and actually provided her with a coupon. We're now in an era in the area of prescriptions where you need coupons to afford drugs. He described how after a month after the coupon was used, the patient chose not to refill her Eliquis prescription due to sticker shock. She came back to the emergency room with chest pains and shortness of breath. Well, the blood clot had moved into her lungs simply because she wasn't taking the blood thinner. While reading questions from attendees, one claimed that her husband needed a powder-style drug that removes potassium in his blood due to his kidney disease. Well, the household couldn't afford the $400 a month price tag. A lot of the constituents actually go to Canada to purchase their medications because they can get a better deal there. However, not everybody is able to go to Canada, and this is causing safety issues for our patients. Well, I know for a fact, because Vicky is on Eliquis, it's covered by Medicare. Being a senior, she has the coverage. Evidently, this woman that the doctor's referring to must not be on Medicare. She might not be old enough. But it is very, very, very expensive. Thank God Medicare covers it. So this is definitely an issue that the Democrats are going to be pushing after passing it in the Senate in 2023, why the House didn't take it up in the House with Joe Tate, Democrat speaker at that time, I have no idea. They don't mention it here in the story. So I'm not really sure why it passed the Senate but didn't pass the House. Well, the other component to this that the Republicans in the new House majority definitely are not interested in, because they are seeing these price caps, upper level of payments being government enforced price fixing. And they said that the pharmaceutical companies must do vital research and development, which costs sometimes billions of dollars when it comes to certain drugs. The reason they price the drugs at the price they are at is because they need to recapture their investment in research and development. So we'll see where this goes. Very interesting. The Democrats pushing the affordability board, what they're looking to do. especially when it comes to prescription drug costs. Well, there's got to be some type of solution to this, because people that need the drugs but can't afford to pay the price, got to be a way to find ways of funding it somehow. So we'll continue watching this story as it moves forward. One of the things I think is pretty interesting in this discussion, too, is how they tried to make this totally partisan. Very, very, very interesting. One other note on this particular issue, they reached out to Speaker of the House Matt Hall, and his answer was no comment. So evidently, no appetite for the Republicans to take these bills up in this legislative session. So they are appearing to be getting ready for some major attacks from this one Democrat state representative who vows to be, quote, belligerent in the way she's going to call out the Republicans. So we'll see how this works out for her, and we'll continue following the story. Public Service Commission came out with a report talking about renewable energy. This comes to us from Marquette. The Mining Journal did a story selling why the UP is leading the rest of the state when it comes to renewable energy. Upper Peninsula has seen a significant reduction in air emissions due to a large part of its development of renewable energy projects, according to a recent study done by the Public Service Commission. Achievements have come as federal data now shows that last year was the biggest for solar and wind generation nationwide. Tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act, combined with regional-specific advantages, are fueling growth, said Ramon Sadorstov of the UP Energy Task Force, and also a professor at the Michigan Technological University. While energy bills are likely to rise over the next decade, in-state power generation is expected to dampen the price hike. Dampen the price hike? Renewable energy is one of the most expensive ways of producing energy. So I'm not really sure they're getting their information correct. Doug Jester, managing partner in clean energy consulting firm Five Lakes Energy, produced the report. Sure. Okay. On the hour news break, we'll continue on the other side. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems.